This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Western Zone believes a family care team, new transitional care unit, and more long-term beds is a milestone commitment to improving experiences for patients and families. Tara Frigg says the need has been here for some time.
If you talk about lessons learned, and I know, you know, after that build, when I was involved in Western long-term care, you know, what really should we have, or even when we were looking at who the proponent was going to be, you know, talking about needs and getting the project agreement done, we were like, okay, well, what should Cornerbrook long-term care have that it didn't?
Right.
And this was really brought up, that family felt they didn't have space. Their loved one was passing away. They just had their room. You know, there were a couple shared rooms, but for the most part, just felt, you know, to step away and have some privacy.
The 50-year-old former hospital in Cornerbrook is being modernized to include built-in bed alarms. Long-term care units will be called Bay of Islands and Tablelands. The transitional unit will be known as the Green Garden. Frigg says the spaces include single bedrooms with private bathrooms, a dining area, lounges, and more to complete a home-like setting.
We're going to have sleeping quarters for families. So if your loved one is, you know, end of life in either of these two houses, again, this is in a central area, that they can sleep here. There'll be a kitchenette, they can have a shower. So while you're spending your time in with mom or dad or your uncle, you can step away, maybe take turns with family.
Premier John Hogan says this is a big step.
Yeah, I know it was urgent and important, and I thank you all for recognizing that and taking up the torch on that. But I think what I'll take away from this is the residents are going to be in good hands, because you're not just sort of giving us a tour about this is a room, this is a tub. Like, I can hear your empathy and excitement in your voices, and that just means so much. I can already feel the residents are going to be very, very happy here. So again, we're moving healthcare forward steps at a time, but this is a big step, and it's a great step. Really, thanks everyone.
Health Minister Kristalyn Howell says these units will open in a staged approach.
Of course, recruitment is always the top of mind, so we're presently working on staffing up family care teams all across the island and the Labrador portion, but it'll be a staged approach as we work through GPs, the nurse practitioners, registered nurses, LPNs, and allied health professionals who may be part of this team. So we're certainly looking forward to building it up to full capacity.
Cornerbrook MHA Jerry Burns says the West Coast is on the right track for health care.
The evidence is there that we are going forward with everything that we need to provide amazing, appropriate, and effective acute care, but also wraparound services to the people, not only of Cornerbrook, but to all of Western Newfoundland, Southern Labrador, Southwestern Newfoundland, and even parts of Central. This is a hub now. And I'm particularly proud that, you know, we advanced after many, many years of inaction. Our government advanced the $750 million hospital acute care build here in Cornerbrook, much needed.
Meanwhile, the new ambulatory care building in Stephenville is anticipated to open also this fall. That's BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.